This is Ozarks at Large. The Washington County Sheriff's Office is ending its participation in the federal 287G program. Sheriff Tim Helder made that announcement yesterday. The 287G program is a partnership between U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and local law enforcement agencies, allowing the Sheriff's Office to detain inmates who have been brought in on other charges for ICE if it's deemed that they are in the country illegally. Sheriff Helder says he continues to believe the program has worked well in Washington County, but he says because of the COVID-19 pandemic, he feels his employees' time and energy needs to be directed elsewhere.
As we navigate these uncharted waters and we try and figure out what the new norms are going to be when we come out of this, we really felt like that the manpower that we have assigned to dealing with 287G might be better utilized to help us see what that future looks like and to maybe develop some programs internally to help manage our jail population as we come out of this.
Prior to the coronavirus outbreak, the sheriff's office had been seeking a special election to fund an expansion of the jail to deal with several years of overcrowding at the facility. Sheriff Helder says it's become obvious it will be difficult to get that expansion, but the timing of the pandemic has allowed them to significantly shrink the jail population by releasing inmates who have conditions that put them at a higher risk of complications should they contract COVID-19. Sheriff Helder says they made that decision out of necessity, but it's also opened up some new opportunities.
We've got our numbers down to historic levels, probably as low as they've been since the first year we opened up in 2005. Well, with that being the case, we've actually got time to kind of, instead of chasing our tail every day and just doing our job and booking people in, booking them out and moving people around, and we now find ourselves where the numbers are down, we can kind of take the time to appropriately address this issue internally and hopefully come up with some really innovative and smart outcomes.
While the decision to end participation in 287G wasn't made lightly, the sheriff says his office gets no compensation from ICE for its partnership, and after listening to his employees and the community, this felt like the right time to move in a different direction, especially since the sheriff's office contract with ICE was up for renewal on April 30th.
When I talked to my staff about it, I said, here we are in the middle of this. Our numbers are down. I'd really like to hear from each of you on how you feel like we should move forward. And almost to a person, they all felt like this program, although effective, is probably one that we could put on the back burners or disengage from to concentrate on issues that are probably more urgent for the future growth and maybe the operation of the criminal justice system as a whole here in Washington County.
Sheriff Helder says he's also challenged his staff to help him study the overcrowding problem at the jail and come up with innovative solutions that can be implemented once life starts returning to normal. In the meantime, he says, aside from the precautions they were already taking at the sheriff's office during the outbreak, all employees are now wearing face masks.
We're trying to do that throughout the organization, not just back in the jail. But obviously, that's probably the most critical group of folks that we deal with. So we want to make sure that we don't end up like some of our prisons where it's introduced from the outside by one of our employees.
So far, coronavirus cases have been reported at the federal prison in Forest City, the Cummins Unit, which is a state prison near Gould, and Little Rock Community Corrections.